views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced...
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is October the 25th, 2017. It is a Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is, and Sister Davis are in queue. So they will... I'm not quite sure if Sister Davis is going to jump in today, but they are there. Much love, much respect to you all. And just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Everyone, please continue to support Tando Radio Show. What's up, Brother Bragg? Just by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and then there you'll see the homepage, and you will be able to see where you can give donations. There's a couple of things that you can donate to that would be greatly appreciated. One would be donating. You can give some of your financial energy to sustain this network. Only reason, because you are the only sponsors that it has. And very, very important for us to continue to go in a further direction, for you to give some of your financial energy and to ensure that this network is still on air. Number two, there's also the Black Roses donations for the hurricane, Houston hurricane. Please give some of your financial energy for that as well. And my man, Michael Emmanuel, all are there. Check out those opportunities for you to sow good seed for those that need, and also for the network to continue to grow and to do what it's been doing and even more. Also, if you would like to support the network, you can easily do that by becoming a member of BTR Community, which is its social media outlet, instead of being on the mainstream, which is actually the mainstream ones like FedBook and everything else. Just because everybody else is there doesn't mean that that's where you have to be. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why is that Scotty talked about, and I hope you really got it, is that FedBook really does not do anything but use you. Here's why. You provide all of the content, and they monetize all of the content that you provide. Why will we ever do that? That is a form of subjugation. The advertisers pay because you are at Facebook, FedBook, Twitter. And they give you all of these rules, and they've created... This is how subjugation really, really works. It gets you to do things that a normal, responsible, thinking individual wouldn't do once you realize what it really is all about. See, what they're doing is they're monetizing your content for profit while actually giving you the liabilities of it all. Very, very, very important. So, yes, We have to get away from what we like and move in a direction towards what is right. And it didn't mean to rhyme it, but that's so true. Our likes will become our beast of burdens. We have to love and commit to our sovereignty, not to, and we can't like our overall enslavement. And there's so many ways that that works, and we need to bring those things out. And once we realize what those are, effectively do something about it. So Black Talk Radio Network has put together BTR Community. You could go to www.btrcommunity for only $24 a year. You can bring information that you can monetize. How novel is that? And it should be where you can do it from within your own confines of your moral compass. And BTR Community provides just that, $24 a year. So definitely go there. Also, if you'd like to acquire real money, you can go to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out with an inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com, okay? Make sure you do that. Very, very important for that to be done. All right, so listen, everyone, also for those of you that are interested in the crowdfunding campaign that we are engaging in, definitely text me, 951-790-8330, 951-790-8330. Reason why text me, because I will actually place you under someone so that you could be a part of that whole thing. And if you need the overall, what is the crowdfunding program, text me and just say you would like the recording for the conference call. Check out that conference call so you can see how it works. And if you're ready to engage in it, text me, 951-790-8330, and I will send you, and just text me your email and the phone number, and I will forward you where how you can get involved in it. And I will tell you, it's $50 worth of Bitcoin, which means that you have to get Bitcoin, but you only need $50 worth. And you actually need about $53 worth because something called gas, meaning the transfer. So you want that, and then you can come into the platform, the crowdfunding platform, and the potential. Make sure you listen to the conference call that I did if you haven't, or you could come in with a tenth of a Bitcoin. You have to first do the $50 worth of Bitcoin, then you can go from that one platform to another platform, upgrade, and that one is going to be a tenth of a Bitcoin. So whatever a tenth of a Bitcoin is, you could do that, and the payouts are actually sick. Yes, and they do pay out. And so definitely looking forward to you all. So just text me, 951-790-8330. I will send you the recording and also send you a link to get in. And I'm going to give you one of the links of some of the people that are in. It probably will be someone from Tando Radio Show or you know, definitely from Black Talk Radio Network. So definitely jump on board if you would so like, but listen to the recording. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news before we get to Brother Davis. Let me just pull up what's in the news. First article, I posted this one from, and today's show is Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. Is posted this one from BCC, British. Let me get a for this one. Okay. Oh, Britain's blood criminals news. That's what BCC is to me. British blood criminal news. Here we go. China awaits Jinping's top appointment. The celebrity figurehead of Chinese president is preparing to reveal the team of the top leaders who will serve under him over the course of the next 5-year term. So check out that. They just had their elections, and check out that article. Next article, very, very important one from RT International. China launch of a petro yuan in 2 months sounds the death knell of the dollar's dominance. One of the world's top energy producers, China, is setting to roll out the yuan-denominated oil contract as early as this year. Man, here it comes. So we will definitely take a look at that. Next article, I got this from Sputnik News, America Scramble for Africa. Check out that article. Very, very, very important article. There's a lot that's going on. Next article I got from Press TV, which is the Iranian news agency. Iran oil exports to China up 60%. A lot going on there. Next article, Raj posted this one. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Raj posted this one from USA Today. These baby foods and formulas tested positive for arsenic, lead, and BPA in new studies. Wow. I would say all of them if you're not growing your own food and everything else. So check out that article. Next one is that Raj posted this from the New York Post. And it's got a pig face on there. And it says, scientists accidentally create better, healthier bacon. Man, please. And that's why Raj put this here. Man, please. So, cannibalism, huh? All right. So, next article. Raj posted this one. Really couldn't see what this one. Let me see if I can. It's a YouTube video. And this one had to do with Vegas shooter brother arrested for child pornography. So, not surprised. And I just want to say big ups to Roz and Jerry for carrying the show on Monday. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate a great show. And we will probably have part two tomorrow on tomorrow's show. So, that's what's in the news, and we're going to bring up. Oh, no. Oops, there's a couple of more. Didn't see that. Sorry about that. Oh, no, it wasn't. That was it for today. Went into yesterday. So, okay, everyone. So, what we're going to do is that Brother Davis is in queue. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely call Brother Davis at 866-95. Here we go. Here's the number to call in to talk to Brother Davis. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit ** and unmute yourself and just say, excuse me, if Brother Davis is talking about something, if you have a question or comment. So just say, excuse me, Brother Davis will hear you, and then you will be able to make your comment or your question known to Brother Davis or to the general listening audience. So we greatly appreciate you, and we're going to hand over the show to Brother Davis. I will be on the board, and then from time to time, so I'll be here, and we will definitely be ready for the show. Have your pen and paper in hand and ready to go, as Brother Davis always likes to say. So we're going to bring Brother Davis up. Brother Davis, are you there?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother. How are you?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate your repertoire of current events, because that really is the platform of tonight's show. One of the reasons why I've decided to take this course of action, let me give a shout out to Sister Melanie Payne, because she had brought some thoughts to my mind that literally allowed me to go a little deeper in my process of reading and growing in wisdom and action. And one of the things she pointed out was behavior patterns. And why she pointed them out had to deal with relationship. But as I got more and more into my studies, I began to realize that we are unique people, but we fail to realize some basic stuff. So I'm going to start with the basic stuff. And then I'm going to move you into understanding the importance of now and why this is so pivotal for what is going on in the world today. Because remember what I've always said, you cannot control what goes on externally, but you have control over what goes on internally. So it's important that we understand some basic things. One of the things I wanted to point out to you, which I started with last week, was the universal laws. Now, the reason why I chose universal laws was because my course of action was to build us up to understanding the importance of trying to reach a stage of consciousness called liberation. And the reason why I have to take you this course is because a lot of people think these are just words and they're out of your reach, but they're not. They are actually, these words have meaning that you can attain to a certain degree, but you have been dumped on with so much contrary trash that literally you get caught up in what you hear and not what you can do. And see, when we operate from the standpoint of internally, we're operating from the standpoint of what we can do. And that makes it very, very, very important. The world is going through a social, economical, and geo change right now. And you heard it. Let's face it. For those of you who did not quite understand, just the statement of China making the yuan the petrol money for purchase, that is a powerful. There's only one country that's ever had that position, and that's the United States. And now it has lost that position. You see, I want you to understand the dynamics of the time in which we live, because I'm leading you to understand the importance of you operating in the universal laws within yourself. Because, see, in order for us to be able to even, shall I say, structure a form of liberation outside of ourselves, we have to be able to liberate what's going on inside of ourselves. And really, that's going to be the powerful battle, because we've been caught up under so many structures. You know, it really gets me when I hear people say things like, Donald Trump is the president of the free world. Now, there's not only three oxymorons in there, there's two lies. One lie is the world is not free. The second lie is that he's the president of the free world. And the oxymoron is just Donald Trump. So, in giving you that, I want you to understand that we're in a, right now, we are entering into a tunnel of massive wealth transformation. Massive. I'm talking about something that has never happened like this on this level in the history of finance. This is bigger than when the United States started to take control of other people's economic, the economics of other countries. Why? Because they were being forced to submit. This is going to happen without any one government control. Now, let your mind follow that for a minute. Without any one government control. Now, of course, there are governments that are financially more powerful than other governments. And sure, the power that they're establishing, they should be establishing it on something that is going to last. And the reason why the petrodollar, the U.S. petrodollar, couldn't last is because it was established on deception in the first place. And for those people who don't understand that, I would say do your history, do your due diligence. But then again, on the other hand, you're only going to find out you were deceived, so don't waste your time there. Put your time where it's useful. So let me start out with an ideology, first of all. And the reason is because I want you to understand that this is dealing with you. Freedom is irrelevant if it is not connected with the divine spirit within the foundation of your own cultural centers. Okay? So when I say the foundation of your own cultural centers, I hear a lot of people saying, now, cultural center, we don't have a cultural center, but yet we do. And the reason why we don't identify with it, it is because it was taken away from us before we can identify with the fact that it's a part of us. And then we were forced into a state of emulation so that we could not connect to it. And there's a reason for that. And all of these were built up in order to get us to think like our emulators and not have an independence or a freedom to think for ourselves. And this is why we're in this position. Don't get me wrong. I don't want you to feel for many minutes as though this is your fault. No. But in order to change this, we must heal ourselves first. And in that healing process, can we envision a state of which we can achieve liberation? Because it'll come in our minds before it would develop outside of us externally. Now, there's a lot of different locks that are on us that keep us from going in that direction. Okay? Because no one can give you your freedom. Freedom is something you earn through struggle. And freedom is something that ultimately you must take. If you are really, truly to become free, you must be a healer first. Because we are seriously damaged people. And the reason why I say we are seriously damaged is because we live our lives in the shadow of those people who control. And they are vastly losing that. You could see that happening around you too. I know there's a lot of things that are happening because of that factor. Now, I always say we are not them. And all through our lives, when we emulate them, we run into problems because it's trying to tell us, the cosmology of the universe is trying to tell us, we are not them. Even our diets are different. And the sad part about it is that so many people who are trying to conform are causing so much imbalance in their body that the disease and the death that seeps in comes because of those imbalances. And they have been marketed to believe that it's not. Brothers and sisters, I hope you have pencil and piece of paper today, because I'm going to jump through a lot of different of my personal literary information. One of the books I will be giving you some just government and geo-conscious information will be from the Capital Papers. It's written by a person named Jerry Mander. And literally the book goes into the fatal flaws of an obsolete system. And he's talking about the American system. So let me put that out right away. And the offsprings of that system, and those offsprings are the things that you may or may not be conscious of. And the sad part about it is that a lot of them really you already be victimized by and you don't realize it. Like your birth certificate. For those of people you don't know, there's a number on your birth certificate, and that number is really a stock exchange number, which tells them who you are and what your overall value is over a lifetime. Only because it's a sink with a system that is built on debt. Now, that was a little snapshot of information on the side. But I hope you picked up on it, because in reality, they're expecting you to pay that portion of the debt in the system as it presently is. But there's a definite transformation going on. Okay? Our very first patient for us to go through this transition must be ourselves and our loved ones and our family. Why? Because these are the extensions of us, and these are who we will be in the future. So if we're not operating and getting them to understand the importance, then they're watching us as the example, saying, well, hey, you did it. See, that's why we have to really focus on where we're trying to get to as a people. Because right now, we're carrying all of the habits, good and bad, of our oppressors. You know why? Because we have never really reached out to those people who are foundational to our African culture. And let me clear something up before somebody goes there. All right. You are an African born outside of Africa with an inherent relationship with the motherland. You may not like it, and that's fine, but it's something that is a part of the illness that you're going to have to deal with, because everybody outside of you sees you as that. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is starting to really feel good. Because now that we have some basic information that we know that we can operate from, we can start changing. And that change doesn't have to be proliferated all over the community. Do you realize if you do one thing for 28 to 42 days, and it's a good habit, then you have just created a good habit in your life by doing something consistently to the point where now you're just going to inherently do it. And this is the process that we must go through in order to break away from the mindset that we were brought up under. I'm trying not to jump around a whole lot, and the reason why is because I want to keep your focus on where I'm going. Another book that I'm going to take some information out is Spiritual Warriors or Healers, and that book is by Haru Hassan, and I'm also going to be taking information out of the Metronetra 1 by Ra'an Nafar Aman. Now, the reason why I've chosen these particular books is because what we have to build, we have to start with the most simplistic level of where we are. Okay? So let's start with, what do we do first? Well, first we have to examine what we want. Why? Because you can say what you want, and you can will what you want, but your actions will determine what you get. See, if you come in your house every day from a job that you really like or you may not like, and you turn on the TV, you're still working within the same system, and you're not doing things that are going to change your mindset so that you can grow to where you want to go. So let me point out the first thing in America that is the greatest tool of propaganda, and that is the television set. And why is the television set such a powerful tool? There are many instruments in the world that bring you relief. Music brings you relief. Exercise brings you relief. The release of stress brings you relief. And at the end of a work day, your TV brings you relief. But out of these things, nothing is working on a single system of control like your TV. Most of what you watch, you don't even know the demographics of why. Now, what is the demographics of why? The many different companies that put advertisement on TV are designing the TV to produce images to take money out of your pocket. So that is why the demographic, to take money out of your pocket. And the advertisement is to put so much on there until you decide what you like. And then sometimes it's so subliminal that you don't even realize that you're reacting as a commercial. Now, isn't that deep? I mean, think about that for a minute. You're reacting as a commercial. Okay, let me give you an understanding. So say you're out during the day, and you just left work, and you're in a hurry. You're going across town to pick up your kids, and you know as soon as you get your kids, you got to take them to another social event. This is why America and Westernism keeps you focused outside of yourself. Why? Because therefore, you can fall into the pitfalls of their programming. So you're thinking, well, I don't have time to go home and cook. Okay. I didn't at work call my husband or call my wife and say, you know what, I'm going to be running tight on the schedule tonight. What time are you going to get home? Because if you're going to get home a little earlier than I am, maybe you can cook or make some bag lunches. And once I pick up the kids, I can run by the house, grab those things to eat, or grab you and the things to eat, and we could take the kids to their practices. See, that's when you call yourself organizing to get where you're going. But the program doesn't want you organized. It wants you to reach those points at which you trip. Now, what are those points at which you trip? Okay, you rush out of work, you caught up in traffic, you finally get the kids. The kids, the first thing out their mouth is, I got to go here and I got to go there. And guess what? I'm hungry. So before you know it, you look up and you see a McDonald's, you run through, okay, this is fast food, I can get something real quick. You tripped. See, the system is designed for that. So that's why it is so important for us to take control of our lives and operate in the universal principle of self-awareness. You know what you're going to do today. You know what your schedule is. You must first put yourself in the frame of mind. Your will must cooperate with what you want in order for your actions to produce the path you want to lay. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you get up in the morning, you sit back and you say, okay, let me take a minute to edge my bed. Some people meditate. I do, and that's one of my things. And then they get up and they start their routine and getting prepared for work. So they run downstairs, they hit the coffee real quick, and they might start something to cook. Then they run back upstairs and they start to change and everything, and they're constantly looking at the clock. You know why they're constantly looking at the clock? Because it's part of the program. Interestingly enough, I've probably described a lot of your lives. But see, when you are operating in the level of self and self-awareness, you know what your schedule is prior to that day even coming. So the night before, when you look at your day, you know what you say? So, well, let me set some things up. Okay, what am I setting up? I'm grabbing about, I got three kids, and I got an operation. Let me grab five pieces of fruit. Let me make up five snack bags, maybe dry fruit and some peanuts, and then put a bottle of water. See, these are the things that you can do ahead of time and then stick in a bag. Okay? Then you jump in your car and you go on to work and you do your thing in the car. You listen to music. Some women put on makeup. Other people, you know, you've seen them. They're messing with their cell phones and everything. Not thinking at that particular point that they already engulfed themselves in a system already that is already a program, okay? But you are already operating differently because you're thinking about what is next, okay? So now, since you already have your snacks in the car, which can literally give them the energy to be able to make it till you get home where you can cook them a good, wholesome meal, okay? You go ahead into work, you do your job, you pull out your lunch that you've already made, and let's face it, it's probably a salad, maybe some fruit, something to drink, something to snack on, you know, some nuts or something, which is good because you're keeping the balance in your body and you're giving the body what it needs. It's getting the nutrients and the refuge that it needs. Then it goes into the afternoon, okay? You might get a little tired in the afternoon. That's not unusual for the body. Body gets to a point where in the afternoon where it kind of, the energy peak kind of sinks down a little bit, you know what I mean? So you have a little something for that there, you know. Myself, I like kerns or maybe walnuts, and I eat those here to take the edge off. And then all of a sudden, end of work, you look at your schedule, bam, you got to pick up the kids, and they got to go to their particular sports and everything because you want them to be active, okay? And so in doing so, you're looking, and you got your snack bags all ready for them. So when they get in the car, they're in Nana, they're munching on a nice apple or something that's going to give them that spark of energy. You might have a sweet, sour, sweet and salty trail mix or something in there, and a thing of water. When they get that in them, they're re-energized, they're ready to go to separate areas. So you're in control. You're not becoming unbalanced the way the system wants you to be unbalanced. What is so important about this is when you start operating like that, it spreads into other areas of your life. Your husband gets to see it. Your wife gets to see it. Your children get to see it. The example is laid out, and before you know it, it becomes a practice. You see, one of the things that really opened the doors to liberation and freedom is when you start operating it in through your will, and your will turns into an action. And sometimes a lot of people don't even think about it on that level. And the reason why they don't think about it on that level is because they're into the routine. You see, remember what I said about the TV? These are constantly programs, constantly running, trying to take you away from your purpose so that you will follow the program. And when it takes you away from your purpose, then you fit right into the program because it's easier to go backwards than it is forward. Let me repeat that because, see, a lot of times people think, because I fail, that I have failed. No. People fall every day. It's the getting up and getting back on course. These practices become a part of your lifestyle. And that's why we're putting these things in place, so that we can transform the biggest disease. And I know y'all picked up on that. So I'm going to give it to you straight up. What is our biggest disease? Our biggest disease is that we are addicted to white male dominance. Even if you don't want to accept it, we live in a world that way because the world is dominated that way. We submit our will that way because it literally appears to be routine. Why is it routine? Because we're emulating somebody who we're not. I'm hoping these things are really catching you guys to think and operate and look at your own lives. Because what is coming now is a financial transfer that would allow us to be able to get an unlimited amount of money. And let me repeat that. An unlimited amount of money that we can direct for us to establish liberation. And once we establish mental liberation, then we can work on physical freedom. And once we got physical freedom, we don't need them. So let me say that again. Once we got physical freedom, we don't need them. You see, the tool that they best used is us. In every area of life, every area of endeavor, every area of invention, look at the print that black people have put in place that they do not want to recognize. So we have to really operate in trying to establish ourselves so that once we see like-minded people, we can link. And once we begin to link, then all of a sudden, instead of going to things outside of who we are, oh, sure, we want our children to be active in sports. Sure, we want our children to be academically sound. But we can seek out the people of our culture that will give us the tools to help us establish that. You see, one of the things that we lack is an understanding of our culture. That's why I said, although we have been born in America, all we are is Africans born outside of Africa. And that will never change in the world the way it is today. So we have to accept that. I don't have a problem with it. Guess what? I can still do what I'm doing because I live by a different set of principles. Okay? And that's another thing we must discuss, our living principles. Because I don't want to live in an area in which everything is crime. Why? Because I don't feel as though I should be victimized in the very neighborhoods I'm trying to build up. But do I know that the system makes criminals? Absolutely. So therefore, we must put in place those things that when the people, our brothers and sisters, come out of those circumstances, that we are preparing to help them become a functional part of our community. And yet we might have to change their mindset. And oh yeah, it may be an uphill battle for some in the beginning. But when we start breaking through, when we start making a difference, it is such a psychological transformation that we have to put these people through. It's such a psychological transformation that you must put yourself through in order for you to do the things of your best interest for yourself.
Brother Davis.
Because that means you must take on the responsibility. Is there a caller in queue?
No, this is Scotty.
Okay, Brother Scotty, come on, got a question? Add to the show.
Something you just mentioned about how the system creates criminals. So I was having a discussion with this brother who's here in North Carolina, but he's in a different area of North Carolina than I am. And that topic came up. And we were talking about it in the context of slavery. And he was saying that, you know, we have to educate people not to do certain things so that they don't become caught up in systemic slavery. And so I said, well, that's true. I say, you know, time to time I'll tell people, don't be driving down the road without a seatbelt when you know that's a probable cause for a slave catcher to pull you over. Don't be riding down the road with a blunt hanging out your mouth. That's giving people probable cause to put you in a bad situation. But on the flip side of that, I told him we also have to understand that a lot of these people we're talking about, especially the ones that look like us, have been shut out of the so-called legitimate economic practices of this country. And a lot of these people are in survival mode. And I told him I had been there at one time. And I've done things that I wouldn't brag about, simply trying to survive because, you know, I hadn't come into certain areas of knowledge on how to do it a different way. But what I told him was, though, is that even when you're engaging in that street market, you can still have ethics in that you conduct yourself in such a way that you don't make yourself such an easy target. So I was just trying to convey to him that we have to be realists. Because before I be homeless and living under a bridge and hungry, who's to say what I won't do in order to prevent that from happening, as long as I'm not infringing upon another person's freedom and liberty and what have you. If I'm engaged in commerce, whether they deem it legal or not, between consenting adults, then I'm going to do what I have to do. I just wanted to add that.
Good content, Scotty. You know why? Because people fail to realize our basic teaching. So let me give you that real quick. Truth is absolute. And everybody looks at their situation differently. But if your situation, like you said, it dictated to you that this is something that you had to do at that particular time, to you, this was something that had to absolutely be done. So we can't condemn those people who've reached that point, but we can help them in the right mindset before they get there. Because guess what? We are not going to save everybody. Let me make this very clear. You've heard me say it many times. We, here in the United States, are not going to save everybody. Why? Because the United States is a superpower in the world. And believe me, this is going to be a hard, hard fall. A hard, hard fall. And some people, right now, they're going out and kill a lot of people and then kill themselves. Think about the psychological imbalance that this person must have. That's transferable because of the technologies they're using against us. Think about it. And that's not counting the deceptions. People are trying to do. Perfect example is Las Vegas. Now, no one has said to me that when they seen this man, all that time he was in the casino, they had no video of him. That leads me to believe maybe this guy is just the fall guy. Maybe he stepped on somebody's toes and he became the guinea pig for the fall. And then all these other things come out to let you know that there was the story that we got definitely wasn't what all happened. This is what makes America work, the deceptions. And one of the greatest deceptions in America is that we are equal. And if you talk to the average white person, they're going to tell you, oh, no, the things are the same. No, they're not the same. And they know it. But they have to keep the deception too. You know why? Because they don't want you to have what they have. Be blatant. They might share a little bit, but they don't want you to have. Because that means they lost control. You see, when I say the system makes criminals, that was not a fabrication. That was an absolute truth. And the reason being is because, as Scotty has already initiated slavery, if there's no one in prison, then they can't operate on a level of slavery according to the so-called 13th Amendment. The only reason why I say the so-called 13th Amendment is because if you really understand the law and what's been going on in the world, that 13th Amendment was subdued by the Patriot Act, and then it was refortified by the National Authorization Defense Act. But they're not going to tell you that if you're not doing your own due diligence. But you see it in the street right now. And many of our brothers and sisters are accosted and killed behind a traffic ticket. That's ridiculous. But because they were walking down the street black, all of these things should tell you that they are aware that your great transformation is coming back. And here's the catch. What they don't want to tell you is that they are ducking the karma of their past, because their history is not our story. Let me repeat that again. Their history is not our story. See, that's why, even though people go out and emulate them and think they fit in and everything is good in them, and they join organizations that tell them by design, this is a system designed so that you will fit in anywhere you go, this particular group will take care of you. And they think that that's functional for them, but it's not. And the reason why it's not is because the system that they decide to function in is self-destructive. And that's what's going on right now. The United States would not be in the position it is in if it was not for the level of greed on such an insidious level that they have no respect for life on any level. No other country in the world has dropped a bomb that has killed, 500, 700,000, a million people. There's a cause for that. And the cause sure ain't just so-called freedom they talk about. Because we who live here that are not of a Jewish complexion, of white complexion, know that freedom does not exist here. Even those so-called bourgeoisie got money and think because they can afford to go to the best places and they can drop names are not free here. Anybody who is poor here in America is not free here in America. Anybody that is black here in America is not free here in America, especially if they live in a Western mindset. That's what we're trying to change, my brothers and sisters. And why do I say we're trying to change? Because I'm changing mine. Oh yeah, I've been working on me. And the reason why I've been working on me is because now I see the power. I see what I can do now. I understand how the workings of the universe starts out with a law that says oneness is the connection. All living things are connected. So now my thought process was, how do I make this work for me? So I came to the realization, first of all, I had to start with me. And regardless of who you are, that's who you got. You can't start outside of you and think somebody's not watching you. Because when you are the example, all you have to do is be you. But if you are putting on a front or an air or want people to think that you are something you're not, sooner or later, that costume comes off. And when it does, everybody sees the truth. But here's what's so unique about it. In the universal laws, we all have a birthright to operate in each one of these laws. Once you establish a code, whether it be your spiritual principles, whether it be your idea of morality, once you establish a code amongst your people that you all can follow, you already have a balance of being able to communicate. I don't have to like you or like your idea if it works for our community, because I can work with you and I can work your idea. Because I'm not basing what I do on me. I'm basing what I do on what is best for my people. And we can all do that. We can all do that. We look at the most powerful tool that white supremacy, or should I say, European male control has over us, and we don't want to accept what it is. You know why? Because a lot of us don't want to face it. Oh, we live in the reality of it. And that's money. It manipulates us. It controls us. It makes us do things we don't want to do. And it can make you immoral and make you like it. But this is an absolute truth. And a lot of times we don't want to face absolute truths, because then we look at our lives and realize what it's doing or what we're not doing. An absolute truth is that there are black women and men coming out of prison every day that's falling into a system that is designed to make them recidivative. Now, what does that mean?
That means it's a revolving door. They keep going back. You know why? They don't have skills. They don't have education. They don't have
the mindset. Why? Because they haven't been taught. They haven't had good examples. And this is what's so important about where we are and how we're going to get where we're going. No one is a throwaway. So you're going to come with people on the street that literally have covered and hide themselves so well, who are pedophiles, who are in pornographic scenes, who literally live double lives. This is not unusual, my brothers and sisters. Not being victims of this Westernism, because it perpetuates every negative thing about society. So yeah, are we sick? Yes, we are. But we're not diseased to the point where we cannot heal ourselves. And that's the wake-up call. We can heal ourselves. But we must make ourselves the priority, because you can't heal me if you can't heal yourself. I can't help you heal if I can't heal myself. The people who are watching us right now have been victimized by a society that only wanted them for labor. And when they open their mouth, a lot of times they just kill them. And we are taking and transforming ourselves out of the society. And a lot of people are going to go through this process not because they want to, but because that's the only way they think they're going to be able to find some facsimile of peace. Oh yeah, people will definitely run and do something different if they think it's going to give them peace. And history has shown that too. So we got to be very real about what we want to do. We got to be very real about putting things in order so that we can be able to find and seek out like-minded people, because they're out there. You think you're frustrated with the system? There are a lot of people out there frustrated with the system and don't know what to do. I tell people all the time, you know, you need to listen to Tando Radio. You need to listen to Black Talk Radio, because these are ideas that are being passed out that allow you to see the world through a vision that you may not have considered before. You know, the sad part about that is that the pettiness that is perpetuated on this TV through dramas, people act out in the street. I mean, really, people fighting, they're fighting stuff over stupid stuff, like it's going to make a difference. Yo, man, you can't talk to me like that. You mishandled my rep. Okay, well, how much is your rep paying you? Is your rep taking care of your kids? When the bill collectors come, are they looking for you, or is your rep good enough? That's stupid. We have to take control, my brothers and sisters. We have to be the civilization that we want to be. And that's separate from what we've been taught. Because, see, had there not be, if we removed, and this is just hypothetical, if we removed the whole white Euro male centric from the matrix, we would be doing everything ourselves. No need for them. I know it's a powerful dynamic, because a lot of people never even considered it. I do. I do every day. Because our work is ahead of us. It's not behind us. Our teachings have been coming
by history, by our parents, there have been our ancestors. All of the tools are there. It's just that we didn't realize that the most important tool that we needed to operate in is self. Because they're constantly pushing us into, oh, you did this, you go there, look at your schedule. How many times have people sit back and say, where's my free time? And what do I do with it? How do I take my free time, find the things that are going to help me resonate a plan to get to a level of mental liberation in which I can sit down and be a part of the structure of freedom in the future? You see, if we don't do it now, we are condemning ourselves. Why do I say we're condemning ourselves? Because believe me, Africans in America, although we were here before all these other people were, they try to write history different. And right now, they have laws designed to make you think that you do not have a right to be here. And you have more right than they do. Then listen, I want y'all to seriously pick up the phone, give us a call. Look, let me know what's on your mind, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm putting my heart out here. I'm not putting it out here because I want you to think more of me than I am. I'm putting it out here because I want you to think we can do this. I like that idea. I can see where I fit. So we're going to do some things to make it work. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I'm coming at you on Black Talk Radio, which is a independent internet service that's available to you. And we are definitely in a situation in which we need. So if you go to the Black Talk Radio webpage, you'll see that you can push a red button and make a donation to bring conscious information into your lives that you can apply on a daily basis. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back. Have your pencils and pieces of paper ready. Be by your phones. Make some phone calls. Let's have a dialogue.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Let me get off to a running start. There are five principles governing man's life. Five. This is not brain surgery, y'all. The first principle is peace. The ultimate why behind all actions, the emotion and pleasure factor in life, is peace. Self, what man thinks he is. Simplistic as possible. Will, what man thinks he can achieve, he can achieve. Power, how man achieves his goals. And laws, man's relationship to his creator and other men and earth. These are five basic principles that govern men's lives. You see, We have been so inundated with Westernism. Oh, and by the way, that those five principles come out of the book Metanetra, Volume 1 by Ron Nafar. Amen. We are so inundated with Westernism that we fail to understand the why behind man's actions. Interesting, huh? We fail to understand the why behind man's actions. So if you can't understand the why behind man's actions, at least understand the why behind your actions. Because when you understand the why, you literally are starting to have solution come to you. Why? Because you're trying to achieve a specific thing and you're working a plan to get there. And peace. You very seldom hear about peace. You know why? Because in the chaos of Westernism, there is no peace. Why do you think they would want you to have peace when peace isn't a part of their program? We are living and running on an agitated program of destruction. And if you do not take control of it, you will destroy yourself. That's what it's designed to do. You will work yourself to death, or you will eat yourself to death, or you will drink death, or you will be victimized by your environment, which will induce death, or they will destroy the environment that you are in, so you will die. Now, did I say anything that somebody couldn't identify with? Because, see, the principle of the universal life, I mean, law is life. The basic principle of all of the universal laws is life. So we have to rise and understand that we must take control and move our minds to a state of liberation, put a plan together, and start working till we can get to that liberation inside of us. So that we can become, that liberation can become the disease we spread amongst ourselves that blossoms in the medicine. That comes from an old Chinese proverb of turning poison into medicine. That is one of the many teachings of Qigong. I'm trying to give you an understanding that none of this is outside of you. None. It doesn't make a difference what they do out in the street, because your path is already created for you. You just have to design it. Why do you have to design it? Because within the universe, there are principles that you can apply that ensure your success. But if you are not operating in those, who can you blame? That's why Westernism constantly bombards you with programs. They don't want you operating in them. They don't want you to complain either. They want you to set up and be a slave. You know, it's sad when I think about that, but I have to laugh about it, because now we are elevating ourselves so quickly that we are beginning to realize that we are the tree of life. We are the source of our happiness, and we can take control. And guess what? We do serve a greater power. And there's nothing that be given one more security than the acquisition of divine power. Let me say that again. There is nothing that can give one more security than the acquisition of divine power. So you have to do something. And that something you have to do must be operating within the universal law. Sure, they got laws written on paper, and we're saying, listen, I'm not saying go out here and break their laws. And the reason why I'm not saying that is because a lot of times people are being victimized, ain't got nothing to do with their laws. It might be the frame of mind that person's in today. See, this is why it's so important for us to take our lives back. I'm not telling you to go out here and do something radical. I'm telling you that you have the resources right within that mirror that you look at on a hopefully on a regular basis, and see that what's looking at you has the resources to achieve everything that I have said this evening, everything that I have said last week, everything that I have said on every Wise Wednesday show comes back to you activating self. You know, a lot of people want to always look at other people. Westernism teaches that. It does. You know what? Because if you have $10 and the other person has $20, you know what they're saying? Oh, they got more money than you. And you look at their $20 and you look at your $10. And that changes your dynamic. Instead of you thinking, well, I got $10 a day. What am I going to do with this $10 a day to give me $20 tomorrow? But thinking, I'm going to take this $10 and I'm going to go out and I'm going to feed 1 million people. You see the perspective here. And it's, nothing I said is beyond your ability to achieve. It's just how do you open your mind so that you can allow liberation to take foundation. Because when you do, you can help everybody. You can help everybody in any circumstance. And sometimes that help may require less of you than you think. Because Westernism teaches you anytime somebody requires something of you, it's a burden to you. It's not. Let me tell you that again. Westernism teaches you that anytime someone wants help from you, it's a burden to you. It is not. But if you're operating in the universal law and everything is connected, then you know whatever you do for that person, whether regardless of what their intent is, you're going to be blessed by your intent. That's called karma. Westernism doesn't talk about that. You know why? Because karma also produces reciprocity. And they never want to discuss reciprocity. And these things are all available to you. If you, the teachings of Ma'at teaches you about reciprocity. The 42 principles, they teach you about reciprocity. And the reason why I bring it up is because Westernism stays as far away from it because literally they want to be able to do whatever it is they want to do. So the perfect example is they'll give you the Ten Commandments and go out and break every one of them. I mean, think of the dynamic of that. They will give you the Ten Commandments and go out and break every one of them. You know why? Because now you can be forgiven. But let me tell you what universal law says. Anytime you do something, it is returned to you. So if you think you can go out there and break every moral statute it is and just seek forgiveness, the universal law says this is the tape of your life. And here's the catch. Psychologically, you never forget it. Isn't that deep? Let me give you an idea. Understand what I'm talking about. How many of you, seriously think about it, how many of you have ever watched a porn movie? You know why it's so letherable? Letherable means it's all over in so many different ways. It's because it stains your viewpoint. Stains your eyes, stains your mind, stains your ears. And when you least expect it, that stain can rise to defeat your confidence. Oh, you can't do that because you did this. The Westernism is a plane of destruction, mental, physical, and even spiritual for those people who are that weak. See, psychologically, you may understand what you're trying to do. But if you fall victim, and there's a lot of people out there that fall victim, a lot of people, many of them you love. If you fall victim, you got to watch these people go through that illness. Their illness is addiction. Well, addiction doesn't only have to be the drugs. Addiction can be the sex. It can be the vulgarity. It can be the cigarettes. It can be the liquor. Addictions are They proliferate society. And they do it for a reason, because guess what? If you're self-condemning, they don't have to worry about you rising. But if you just admit, listen, I'm imperfect, but I can always go back to the universal laws and operate in those universal laws, and I can move beyond the mistakes that I have made, because I have fallen, but I have not stayed down. You see, you ever hear that commercial? Help, I've fallen, I can't get up. Society wants you to resonate with that. Yes, every ladder to success has realms in which may not support the decision you're making at the time. And that realm may break when you put your weight on it. But if you catch yourself, even after you fall, you can get up. Believe me, I'm by no means a perfect man. But I realize something, that if I have to change, I want a change that's going to benefit not just me, but a change that's going to benefit my people. So that if I can be a tool when the time comes, that I'll be worthy of being selected or asked or pushed. You know what's interesting now? I want you to understand this very clearly. There's nowhere in history when the person who took the lead position started out to take that position. A lot of people started out very passive, and they was asked, you know what? Excuse me. I was watching you, and you know what? You're very worthy of this. You have the ability to bring the group together and galvanize us to move as one unit in one direction. History speaks about them. Many, many leaders, W.D. Du Bois, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, on and on and on and on. I don't want to start naming, because I'll miss people like Dr. Jackson. I mean, there's a lot of people. But literally, what I'm trying to get you to understand is, one day your name may be among that group of elite people, because you decided that I'm going to make a stand. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to start moving my people in a direction in which we can recapture our culture, and we can celebrate the knowledge of self, and we can move our man power as a unit. I never said at any given time to move our man power as a unit to do something subversive. Everything to me is about reestablishing a cultural behavior so that we can live in harmony and take care of ourselves. I'm so inundated with so many brothers and sisters that I see going to these government services and these doctors, and you know, my wife, bless her soul, she said, you know what, doctors that are in the medical field, when you go to them, you know how easily, you ever notice how easily they give you medicine? You know why they give you medicine? Because it's a remedy for your problem, and they get a kickback. So when you go to the doctor thinking, well, I'm going to get me some help for my problem, and this doctor's thinking, okay, hey, I can pay for my boat with this. What? She's right. You might represent a house payment. Because, believe me, it tripped me out when I heard this lady say, I bought two pills, cost me $168. And if I didn't have health care, it would have cost me more. What? This is a system that is designed for your destruction, my brothers and sisters. Wake up. We can do something different. We can change how we operate in this system. Do you realize everybody out there that may have something like diabetes, there's natural remedies that you can do, and they all lead back to your lifestyle or the way you eat? I'm not telling you something that's rocket science. You could look this up yourself. But look, let's look at it from the standpoint of operating to heal yourself. And then after you do that, go on out and heal others. others to look like you. Don't say there's things that you can't do. I know you can. There are people right now who are listening to me who ain't saying a word that has absolute knowledge that will change someone else's life. And you know what? They may not understand the value of it. See, this is why there must be a cultural mindset in order for us to make the changes that are needed in order to us for us to one day seek a freedom of controlled freedom where you have no fears and to worry about what you say hurting someone else. Because every act that you do is going to be to enhance the quality of someone else's life because it's enhancing yours. So my brothers and sisters, let's get a little deeper here because I'm going to tell you there's a lot going on. And the reason why there's a lot going on is because there's so much that hasn't been said that needs to be said. Man is constantly evolving. That's right. We are constantly evolving. We have the ability that other plants don't have. And I say we're a plant because any living thing literally stems off. They need certain things. They need sunlight. They need water. They need nutrition. There's no question about that. You see, on the lower level, animals, they have what's called an instinct, and that instinct is survival, and that's what they live off. That's the level they live on. We can evolve. Literally, we start out on that by watching our examples. If our examples are good examples to us, we become better for the people or our little ones because then we become better examples, okay? Now, those people who are examples that are taking their children, they're pulling them aside and they're saying, look at the system. Look and understand how the system works, okay? And then if you're going to operate in the system, operate in the system so that you can change the system so that you can cultivate the culture base that is needed for us as a people. I'm not saying take the ideas out of the system. I'm saying see the system. You ever wonder why in elementary school and junior high school, they don't talk about money? They don't even teach about money. Because if they did and you learned how to use it at an early age, there wouldn't be so many victims. Who are the victims? Those are the people who live under the poverty level. And the reason why there has to be people under the poverty level is because the elite can't call themselves, they can't separate themselves. If we didn't have a means to be separated, we could defeat our circumstances. But there are so many ways they separate us. They separate us by color, the shade of skin, the color of eyes, economic level, our educational level. We have to start seeing ourselves as a people and operate that way. Because as long as we look to them, they're going to separate us. It serves their purpose. And listen, history told us that. Because at one time, I'm quite sure you might have heard the concept that 3-8% of the people in the United States back during the Civil War times were slave owners. The other white people weren't slave owners. But because they were poor whites and they were connecting with the slaves and they were part of the movement, I can't even think of the name of it right now. I got so many things going in my mind. Well, when they realized that was the poor whites getting together with the blacks, they had to establish a separation. So what did they do? They told the poor whites, well, listen, y'all better than the blacks. So instead of y'all being with the blacks, you be the overseers of the blacks, and we'll pay you a little extra, and you come and tell us what them blacks is doing.
Brother Davis.
Yes, brother.
Bacon's Rebellion.
Thank you. Bacon's Rebellion. Excellent. Thank you, Scotty. Ain't nothing like having somebody on the phone, on the hook, that lets you know exactly where you go, you get those blind spots. But it was the Bacon's Rebellion. He's absolutely right. So if that happened then, don't think they're not doing that same thing today. That is why it's so important that we operate on self so that we can make self strong enough to identify like minds and then be able to openly converse. I'm not saying we do this in secret by no means. I want to be outwardly with what I do. Because if you decide that you're going to have a group and meet in secret, they determine what you're meeting about. You see, that's what makes this Colin Kaepernick thing so hilarious to me. Now, the brother tells you exactly why I'm sitting. I'm taking a knee because of this. They say, oh, no, that's not what he's doing. They're telling him what he already told him. They're telling him, no, you're lying. He told them the truth. Remember what I told them? The truth is absolute.
he told them the truth. They twisted it and tried to change the narrative. But it's coming back and smacking them in the face. Not once, not twice, but over and over and over. And that's why this thing is going on and on and on. Because I told my wife, when Colin Kaepernick first did this 2 years ago or whatever, I said, that is a game changer. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, now that on a world stage is a game changer. Anybody in the professional ranks now can have a quiet protest. And when approached, can tell them exactly why they protest. On a world stage, that makes a world of difference. I'm telling you. And look where we are now. Every time you turn around, they're saying this brother's doing something that he's not doing, and he's still giving money. You know, same very causes that he started with, he's still perpetuating. He's still putting his resources there. He's still making changes in lives of people that he don't even know. And you see, this is why it's so important that we start moving in this direction right now. Because I'm going to tell you, for those of you who don't know, there's a black hockey player. He threw up his fist through the national anthem. They fired him. We as a black community, we should be doing some things right now so that brother will know that, listen, we understand. We want to do what we can. We want to keep you in the family fold. Because I'm going to tell you something. Hockey is not a predominantly black sport. And that's why it was done so easily. But you see, they're not doing that. They're not doing that in the NFL. They cannot do that in NFL.
Brother Dave, we lost Brother Davis. I'm sure he'll call right back in. Okay, we have him back.
I'm back. I apologize. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When some stuff is coming across the air like this, this stuff happens. Because guess what? This is nutrient for the mind. And they know that. They don't want you people to get this information I'm giving you. Because when you start operating in it, you become more powerful and take over your lives. They don't want you to take your lives. Let me make that very clear. They don't want you to sit in front of that TV set and do what that TV says, follow your job schedule, whatever it is, go home and act a fool. That's what they want. But now, see, when you're getting the true milk and honey, and all of a sudden you're sitting back saying, you know what, I really don't have to put my time this way. I could put my time that way. That makes a dynamic difference. And I'm going to tell you, the perfect example is the NFL protest. People, oh, that wouldn't work. You realize everything's down? The viewing is down. The accessories being sold, they're down. The people who would go to the games, they're going to the games in protest. You see, never underestimate what you can do when you decide to do something in your life to make a difference. And that's exactly what we're doing. I just got bumped off. I'm going to tell you. My phone got bumped off of Tandler Radio. I don't know why. I'm on a Bluetooth, so it's easier to do, but I'm still saying. It only happens when you're getting good information. And that's what you're getting tonight, my brothers and sisters. Good information. You're getting knowledge yourself. Now, we talked about how you're born in the world. All animals and humans are living things, are plants. So we're born the same way. But our examples is what changes the dynamic. As we develop into a level of knowledge in which we can literally start to readdress the quality of life we have and the way we live our life. And that's what we're going to approach. We need to step from a monologue into a dialogue. So I'm encouraging you, but you're ready to come up on a break. And after the break, I'm going to discuss more about behavior patterns and the psychological effect of society on individuals' behavior in order to keep them on course for paths of destruction. And I'm also going to bring up the fact that how we can change that, change the course, and identify those pitfalls before we get to them. Because I'm going to tell you something. The reason why they have this set up like this is because now prison has become a profitable industry. One thing about slavery slavery was looked at something that was being aged because of the time. What do I mean by aged? At that particular time, when they were so-called bringing black people over here on boats and that sort of thing, there were black people already here. They were victimizing a lot of black people that were already here. You know what they called them? They called them Indians because they really didn't want you to know they were black people. But in reality, there were a lot of black people already here. So then they transitioned into that so-called slavery mentality, and then all of a sudden they wanted to give the appearance as though slavery was bad for America, but yet they didn't want to let it go. Do you understand that? They wanted to give the appearance that slavery was bad to America, but yet they didn't want to go. So when they signed the Declaration of Independence, and I'm trying to move this rather quickly here, to prove that slavery was a so-called bad thing for America, but yet they didn't want to let it go, they called black men three-fifths of a man. Now, if you don't want to let slavery go, why would you designate what black men are, but you couldn't designate what white men are? Then they put in the 13th Amendment, which the 13th Amendment reads that slavery is abolished in America except. Now, this is Brother Davis coming to you on a Wise Wednesday. We're coming up in the last 20 minutes of the show, so please pick up your phones and give us a call here on Black Talk Radio.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, we're back. Is there any calls in too, Scotty? Okay, if not, let me get off for... Okay, would somebody like to add to the show?
Brother David. One second, Brother Davis. Let me check. No callers in queue, Brother Davis. You're clear.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm not surprised. You know why? Because I'm hitting on some serious points here tonight. A lot of times people get shocked when you come across like this. And the reason why we have to come across like this here is now. See, me and Dave, we don't get together a lot of times and talk about what we're going to do on the show. Because I know he's going
Never.
To come with current events. And it's going to also bring out the things that are going to be to our advantage in our circumstance. You see, my design is entirely different because Dave knows I'm coming from a perspective of where we can start, what we can do, and who we are. And I haven't even touched on the spiritual nature of us. And the reason why is because I don't want you to be separated. Some people are Christians, some people are Muslims, some people are Buddhists. I don't want you to be separated behind those sort of things because I'd be doing the same thing they do. But I do give you the common law, which is universal law. All of you can operate in that, and that's what is important. So let me move on a little quicker here, because I want you to understand that in this here stage right now, we are being inundated on an emotional level. Why an emotional level? Because they want us to react instead of being in charge. You see, when we're in charge, we don't have to let go of our emotions because we're controlling our emotions. But society wants us to let go of our emotions so they can interpret what they see the way they want to see it. But when you don't lead your emotions, you don't lose control of your emotions, then that means that you are in total control and you're not going to do something that could be interpreted as they would like to interpret. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, you could be walking down the street and guess what? If they're looking for somebody, and a lot of times they're not, they could pull over and say, look, somebody just robbed a bank down the street, had a red shirt on like yours, and we think it's you. Changes the whole dynamic of your day. But depending on why that person said that, what frame of mind they're in, or whether they're a racist or not, you have to be able to evaluate that process as soon as you hear it so that you don't do something like jump back and throw your hands up. Because guess what? When you jump back, I thought you were drawing a gun. See what I'm saying? So excuse me, officer. I don't know what you're talking about. I just came from the grocery store right over there. You see that lady across the street? She was in there, too. See, all of a sudden, the dynamic changes because they have an induced fear on you. Okay, well, let me see some ID. Let me see some receipts. Let me see something. Oh, yes, sir. And you fill out your ID, you show it to them, you give them a receipt, you show up. You don't have to. But I'm trying to teach you how to diffuse things so that this person doesn't interpret a movement that you will take and literally do something that you'd rather not do. Now, here's the sad part. He could still do that. Because that's known. It has been known to happen. So if we are in the frame of mind when we carry ourselves and we've got our emotions in control, there's a greater chance that that will not happen. Because when we see those emotional things starting to happen, we don't stand around and Google and ogle. You know why? Because we're not triggered by it. If we could step in and break up a fight or something, or escort a child in a different direction so this doesn't escalate, then that's great. But if you can't, you got to learn to keep it moving. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes you have to. Sometimes these might be kids, junior high school kids, and they're being egged on by everybody around them. They don't know how to stop and say no. All you have to do is say, excuse me, yo, man, don't I know your mind? Come on, you come with me. Let's go. And start walking off and then talk to them, man. You want to fight? That boy don't want to fight. You live around here? Well, no, I don't live around here. I'm just walking home from school. Well, where's home at? You want me to walk in that direction? You see, you can change and diffuse the dynamic, but you must be emboldened with the ability to believe that you can. And that is why it's just so important that we must work in the universal principles, because the universal principle says that anything that you do that is positive and right will return to you. Okay? So we got to operate in those sort of things. And here's a blessing. That child will never forget who you are. Anytime they see you, if they just say hi, they'll never forget who you are. I'm telling you from personal experience. So we have to get our emotions in check, because that's the first thing that you hear people, other people say. Well, black people are so emotional. Oh, I feared for my life. That why? Because you got emotional. You allowed them to interpret what you were doing into fear for their life. And so here's a unique dynamic. When you go into these white courtrooms, white people all think alike. Let me repeat that. White people all think alike. They'll tell you that they don't, but you can tell by the way the prisons are filled with black people that they do, because you're supposed to have a trial of your peers. But in most cases, these cases never get to a trial. They plead bargain them out of court, because guess what? They instill so much fear in that individual that if he knows, if he goes to trial and he goes in there and he's in a court of all white people, if he takes his plea bargain, he might get 2 to 5 years. If he goes to trial, he might get 15 to 20. Do the math. So we have to place ourselves in a position so that we're talking to these young people. So you know what, a lot of times you may not realize what is developing in the streets around you because you're in the streets. Let's go to the library. I got an excellent book I used to read back in my day, you might know. They're called Iceberg Slim. You ever hear? No. You ever read it? No. It's a good book. Let me tell you about it while we walk. There's a lot of things that we can do, but we have to operate in the level in which we are at. We need to save our children. In order to save our children, we need to liberate our minds. In order to liberate our minds, we must find a cultural aspect in which we can build on, bring them into a community of people that look, act, and see the way they do, in order for them to become builders and expand the idea and the liberation. Because this, what I'm talking to you about now, we may not see. Many won't. How many times have you heard me say, everybody ain't going to be able to see the end of the road? Because literally, they'd be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm going to tell you, the system knows it. Do you think for 1 minute that if they shut down the healthcare system, that they don't know that it's a certain amount of people that are going to die within 30 days? You understand that dynamic? They know that, because these people are dependent on whatever it is that medicine provides. That's why it's so important for us to take control of our lives, look at our illness from a real perspective, not what can I take to make me feel better, what can I do so that I can cure myself. That makes the difference. That makes all the difference in the world. And believe me, you've heard it different places where people said, you know what? I took my life serious. I started to eat and write. I started to read and watch. I started to learn about my disease. And when I learned what the triggers of my disease was, I stayed away from those things. I increased my exercise program. I started drinking more water. I eat more greens. My weight went down. All of a sudden, my numbers went down. I went to do my blood pressure. My doctor looked at me and said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. Now you become a testimony for someone else who was in your position before you grew to this point. Every one of us have the ability to be the need for someone else. We have the ability to be the need of a cultural change that will establish a black culture in America that is respected by combining the teachings of African culture into a civilized community here. I want people to come to our community not just to victimize us, because we see that already. We want them to come to our community so they can see Black Wall Street, so they can see Rosewood, so they can see Black doctors taking care of Black people, so they can see Black farmers at our grocery stores delivering fresh organic food, so they could see our children going to a predominantly African-centric education, being educated on such a level that when they do those so-called college boards, people are saying, wow, I don't know what they're doing there, but that's where I want my kid to go. These things are not impossible. We are the greatest and the first human beings ever recorded on this earth. There's a greater mandate on our lives, and we must rise to that in order to take back the vitality of what it is to be an African American, or an African in America, or an American born African, however you say it. We can bring a greater principle to the cultural mindset by taking control of our lives. And this is not just a single purpose. This is not a purpose for one person. This is our job. So I'm really hoping that somebody out there is saying to themselves, you know what? This is me. I can do this. And you know what? I'm going to be able to go out there and tell my friends. I'm going to seek the teachings that are going to help me get there. Well, I got books. I got plenty of books. If I got books, you can get books. You can go to Nintendo. Had a picture of books on there one day. You know what? I'm going to tell you the power of us people. Nintendo had a group of pictures one day of books. Talk about what they read. Now, I looked over them. It was some serious knowledge there, okay? I looked up another day. Here was one or two other people who put the books that they're reading up there. So what did I do? I put the books I'm reading up there. The options are everywhere, but they mean nothing if you don't take advantage of them. And that is why it's so important for us to wake up our inner self. See, you can have an understanding, but do you have an intrastanding, an inner perspective that you can literally use as the springboard of your success to build a cultural society based on the needs of you and your people, feeding you and your people, educating you and your people, employing you and your people, owned by you and your people? Are y'all getting this? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm not saying anything that every other society hasn't even discussed openly. Only people that haven't discussed it openly is us. And we need to have more dialogue like this. We need to be able to strike a point in a person's soul when they say, you know what, brother, I really would like to know more about this. Because we can do a call. We can do a call on the weekends, or all just like-minded people. You know, I used to do a call where there'd be about 50 people on the call. There's only two people talking. Others were listening. And they'll call and say, no, I just called to listen.
We don't get this kind of content. So I called her, listen, I've done it. Because guess what? Back in the day when some of the great teachers of our so-called story was teaching, you couldn't get into the assembly. It was just that packed. So you either had to buy a tape or you maybe you had a chance to catch it on another room on an intro speaker or a loudspeaker or something. If that's the best you could do, give it to me because I'm getting something. Matter of fact, in Washington, D.C., they used to have a power talk where they had educators, they had of every aspect, science, history, mathematics, would come together and talk about how to bring social change. I've been these tapes and stuff are still available. Matter of fact, they just finished Power Talk 4. And in all first four of them, Brother Dick Gregory was involved. He's gone now, bless his soul. First three of them, I see her name. I got a bug here, too. Isis Papers. I can't even think of her name offhand, but she was here for the first three of them. Now she's gone now, bless her soul. The sad part about it, brothers and sisters, is that we have not seen the true power of our nature because we haven't shaken ourselves. And I'm just as Brother David's telling you, shake yourself. It ain't hard. It's very simplistic. The system wants you to think it's something it is not. They want you to think it's a burden, but it's not. They want you to think it is wrong. I want you to think it won't, do you any good, but it does. So we have to really step up and take control. Especially now. Now, why do I say especially now? Because you heard Brother Dave talking about the wealth transfer that's going to take place in the Bitcoin industry or the cyber currency industry. It's not called cyber currency, it's called something else, but we have a chance to get on the ground floor of this. I understand what I'm saying here. He's telling you, you don't have to make a major investment. But mind you, the more you make up front now, the greater your result will be at the end, the resources you have at the end. Now, here's what makes this so unique. If we tell all of our brothers and sisters, all of our churches, and we bring them all in on this right now, because the system is telling them, oh, this might not work. Y'all might be throwing your money away. But you know what's really going to happen? If you keep your money in the banking system has what's called a bailout. Don't take my word for it. Google it. A bailout is when your money's in the bank and the bank inherits debt. They're literally making you a shareholder, and your money is what they pay that debt with, and you become a stockholder in a bank that has up to 99 years to pay you back. Wake up, people. We need to take an active position here. If we do, at the end of the road, we'll have the resources we need. When we see somebody who's in a situation that needs some money, if everybody just sent $30, everybody sent $40, do you realize what $40 coming from 15 million people mean to anything? Listen, I'm not saying that we all have to be on the same page, but I'm saying we all have to at least put ourselves on a path that when we come together, we can link up. You see, and y'all know, me and my family have a farm, but when we are on a path, and when the time comes and we link up, we're going to come with something so that really we can add to and not take from. And guess what? Here's the benefit of working within the universal laws. When we add to, it will add to us. And we'll be able to branch out and do other things. Have I talked about a charter school on the farm? Absolutely. You know why? Because I have the educators in my family who literally could step forth, fit us into the system according to the needs, and then allow us to educate our children with an Afrocentric system that will not only educate them, but it will teach them about themselves, and it will develop things in them that have not been developed in Westernism.
Yes, we'll probably have a yoga class for, and we'll probably do Tai Chi because that's going to be the physical class, and we'll probably do music, in which not only will they sing, but we'll have acoustic instruments, which will open their doors to do other things. Why do I say acoustic instruments? Because we don't want to be able to get into a situation where we got to put a lot of resources out there for things that people are not interested in. Once we find out what they're interested in, we want to move them in that direction. We want to get people to understand the functions of the body. The body is the most unique instrument in the world. But yet, they don't teach you how the body works. They don't teach you the levels of breathing that ensures oxygen getting to every aspect of your body to the degree that it enhances every system functioning in the body. They don't tell you what a meridian is. They don't tell you what the chakra system's about. However, every chakra system has a meridian system around it. That meridian system makes sure that the chakra gets all the nutrients that it needs from the other canals within the body that are actually carrying nutrients to all aspects of the body, as well as oxygen. They don't talk to you about the photon. That is the smallest cell in the body and how that adds to the microbial level of building that goes on. You see, we got a plan, y'all. And all I'm saying is get yourself a plan. Put your plan on the table and start working your plan. You're going to find like-minded people, and they're going to come up to you and say, you know what? I've been doing the same thing. Let's see what you got. Let me show you what I got. Let's see if we can do something together. Before you know, you got a partner. Now, what was a solo now is a harmony. You understand how this flows? Because anytime you bring two vibrations together that are in sync, you go from what they call a melody into harmony. A melody may be a bar, four bars. Ding dong ding, ding dong ding, ding dong ding. So you can keep that up. That's a good melody. But when you got ding dong ding, beep beep, ding dong ding, beep beep, you see what I'm saying? Now you change the dynamic. And this is what we're about, changing the dynamic. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, y'all. I'm pouring it out all of my heart. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The best part about that is that, and my wife has had a full day. She hasn't been back. This day got crazy on us. But they get like that. This day got crazy on us. And she hasn't gotten home yet, and she's probably listening to the show. And darling, I'm listening to you. I'm looking forward to your return because I'm going to tell you, I need. But I want y'all to understand, nobody has anything any special than someone else. All we want you to do is bring yours polished. Bring yours with a little bit more enthusiasm. This is what we're doing. Why don't you see if this fits your plan? Or let's see how these two come together. We don't know if it's going to work. It may not. I may not be the one. It may be someone else who hasn't even spoke yet. But if you come together and it works, and that can add to where we're trying to go, then that's called success. And that's what we are trying to do, be successful in liberating ourselves so that freedom can be a part of the ending result. My brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, trying to be as wise as I can. Because I'm going to tell you something. My vision of life tells me that we are going to come out of this. And when we come out of this, we're going to have a few scars. And we're going to be hungry, and a lot of us are going to be thirsty, but the universe will supply all of that, and we will start a rebuilding process. And one day, even if my great-grandchildren are coming up to me saying, Papa, I just didn't understand, I can look at them and say, that wasn't your job. That was my job. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I hope that you got something out of tonight's show. I hope that I can get some calls on. And if you need me, believe me, my email address is blessedrdavis@aol.com. Hit me up. Give me your questions. I'm on Facebook also. And Dave, back to you, my brother. I guess Dave's not available. Hey, Scotty, are you there?
No, I'm here. I'm here, Brother Dave. I hit the mute on my phone. I couldn't get to it fast enough. Brother Davis, thank you again. Phenomenal, phenomenal show. And definitely reach out to Brother Davis and also have your questions and comments ready because, just the overall harmony that Brother Davis brings to to Tando Radio Show, to Black Talk Radio Network, to our lives. It's so necessary. It's the great tuner. The great tuner, which we all need. Listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother, we're going to have, right coming up, New Abolition Radio is coming up right after us. Brother Max is all ready to go. And so what we're going to do, Brother Braggs, if you would be so inclined, my good brother, would you chime us out? Much love, much respect. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace. Excuse me, I'm trying not to drop it.
Peace. Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.